Tariffs expected today, and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in Iowa. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Today is a day that has long been awaited. April 2nd, the day of reciprocal tariffs.
Is announcing what he calls reciprocal tariffs. As I've said, and you've heard me say it, we'll wait and see how these tariffs negotiations play out. You've heard me say several times about being a free and fair trader. If President Trump is successful in reducing tariffs by putting our tariffs on and forcing negotiations and getting tariffs down overall, I'm going to say amen. If he's unsuccessful, I'll say I told you so.
Today is the day that a lot of our markets have been waiting for, especially ones like the hog market and several of our grains. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that...
I want to emphasize that Congress has the authority to regulate interstate and foreign commerce under Article 1 of the Constitution. And then you also have heard me say many times about the 1962 or 63 trade bill and also the 1974 trade bill. Congress delegated too much power to the executive branch. As an example, to get some of that back, just to tell you how hard it is for Congress to recapture some authority of delegates. When I was the last chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, the 116th Congress, I tried to negotiate bipartisan legislation to reassert Congress's role in trade. In fact, there was so much interest in it on both the Republican and Democrat side that we had two different groups negotiating, and both of those two different groups were each bipartisan. They couldn't reach an agreement, and nothing got done.
But Grassley says no matter who is president,
Congress has a constitutional role through the Commerce Clause on trade matters, and we should reassume that role again through Congress instead of through the president. But I'm not holding my breath when we'll get that job done. In the meantime, I hope the current administration continues to be responsive to Congress on trade actions.
On Monday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins visited Iowa. She toured Elite Octane, an ethanol plant in Atlantic, Iowa, Manning Farm, a hog and diversified row crop farm in Waukee, Iowa, and Bex Hybrids, a soybean producer, in Colfax, Iowa. While there, she had the chance to visit with many Iowa farmers. And due to these tariffs that we just discussed, if export markets are hurt, Rollins discussed financial aid for farmers, similar to the MFP program, or Market Facilitation Program, which was a program in President Trump's first administration. And when asked if farmers will get to this point of needing aid, Grassley says,
I'd like to say no, but the reality of it is if farmers get hurt, even though they'd rather get their money from the marketplace and from the federal treasury, if government action hurts farmers because farmers have no control over it, that's why we have a safety net in the first place. And if that safety net, which we call the Farm Bill, is no longer effective, then I would expect that safety net, if it's got a hole in it, to be filled. And that's kind of what happened in 2019. And I assume farmers will want it to happen again. But it's not the most favorable thing to farmers. And she did talk about that in Iowa because my chief of staff was at that meeting and reported to me that she said the possibilities of helping farmers if they're hurt by the tariffs.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.